Shavuos Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet 1:4. Now the last possibility, Va'al She'em Ba'Yediyah Lo V'Techila V'Lo B'Sof. What happens if a person never knew who he was Tamei, never discovered he was Tamei after the fact, but when he was Tamei, he went to the Beis HaMikdash unwittingly or ate Kachim. So, what atones for that? Se'ire HaRegalim U'Se'ire Roshei Chadashim Mechaprin Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, and this is the halacha, that to address that scenario, the sort of inadvertent exposure of Tumah to the Mikdash and Kachim, that is atoned for by the goat, which is brought as a sin offering as part of the Musaf service on the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, and every Rosh Chodesh. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. But there are other Shitas that have different ideas. Rabbi Shimon holds that Se'ire HaRegalim Mechaprin, he says, yeah, that three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, those goat musafim do atone for inadvertent conveyance of tumah. Aval lo se'ire roshei chadashim. He says, no, the purpose of the goats on Rosh Chodesh are something different, okay? The basis here of this is really, we're different, limudim from psukim. In any case, Rabbi Shimon therefore says, v'al ma se'ire roshei chadashim mechaprin. So what is the point, according to Rabbi Shimon, of the Rosh Chodesh goat offerings, the Musaf offering? Al hatahor she'achal esatame. Something totally different. Okay, so like take a step back. It's for a tahor person who ate a tame korban. Meaning, so just stop and take a step back here. If you, in general, they're like this sort of triumvirate of restricted korbanos that usually go together. They are the pigle, the nosar, and the tame. So pigle is a korban brought when one does the essential avoda, he has a mind to do something at the wrong time. And if one eats, it's mefagel, it ruins the korban, and there's a penalty of karas. And same goes if nosar, if the korban is left over past the deadline, different korbanos have different deadlines, but if the deadline passes, then one may not eat the sacrificial meat under penalty of karas. But the third thing, besides for pigla nosar, is tame. Tame is if the korban itself becomes tame. So one, you know, if after one offers his korban pesach, he brings it back to the house to make the, you know, the barbecue, and it's put in the back of the pickup truck, and there's a dead rat in the back of the pickup truck. So now, if the rat touches the korban pesach, now the korban pesach cannot be eaten because it's tame. Okay, there's no penalty of karas for that, but it can't be eaten. So if one does eat that, so that's what we're talking about over here. If one ate that, a tahor she'achal es atame, one who's tahor, who ate a tame korban, he needs also a kapara, and that kapara comes, says Rabbi Shimon, from the monthly Rosh Chodesh goat musaf. A third sheet, the Reb Meir, kol asirim kaparasen shava al tumas mikdash ukadashav. He says, there are three different things you have to worry about over here. There's the person who was knew his tummy but forgot, the person who never knew his tummy at all, and the person who was tahor but ate tummy kachim. Says Rabbi Meir, we also have three musaf korbanos here. We have the musaf of Yom Kippur, we have the musaf of the three regalim, we have the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That's 12 plus 3 plus 1, a total of 16 different korbanos over the course of the year. So says Rabbi Meir, all 16 of those Seirim, those goats, come to atone for any and all of those three issues. They're all like lumped together. Also based on Psukim. Now, Rabbi Shimon, who had more, going to take a step back. Let's go back to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who was breaking out different roles. He was saying that the Rosh Chodesh one is coming to attend for the specifically eating of Tamei. So now we're going to break that out further. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Se'ire Roshei Chadashim Mechaprin Al Tahor She'achles HaTamei. So recapping here, the Rosh Chodesh goat Musaf comes to atone for a Tahor person who ate Tamei Korban. V'shel Regalim Mechaprin Al She'ein Ba'yadiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. And the goat that's offered as a Musaf Chatas on the each of the three Regalim comes to atone for one who never knew he was Tamei, either before or afterwards, but he, in fact, was, and he went to the Mikdash or ate Korbanos. There were eight Korbanos. V'shel Yom Kippurim, and as far as the Musaf that's brought on the outside on Yom Kippur, that's Mechaper al She'em ba Yediyah b'tchila aval yesh ba Yediyah b'sof. The person who didn't know that he was Tami when he conveyed the Tumah to the Kachim or the Mikdash, but then after he found out, well, he'll be okay because there's a special korban brought once a year on Yom Kippur for that. So three different functions. So Amru lo, they say, wait a second. Let me just ask you a question, Rabbi Shimon. There's a general rule, which is that if you have, you know, a chatas designated for one avera, it can't come to then, you know, mechaper for a different avera. So if a person, you know, he ate chalev and now he has to bring a chatas, and then he designates his, now this goat will be a chatas for him, and then he also drinks blood and needs to bring a second chatas. He can now use the goat he set aside for the chalev chatas to be the blood chatas. Okay, that's not going to work. So they now are going to ask Rabbi Shimon, well, if you designate a particular animal to be, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but you don't, in the Seir as a Musaf, but then you say, oh, let's just hold that off. We'll use that one for, you know, for Shavuos a few days later. Is that a work? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to delay using or exchange using one goat for another goat if they're designated for different Musafin? So, and Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you can. So the Mishnah says, inside, Amru, they asked him, Mahu sheyikruvu ze bezeh? Are you allowed to substitute one for the other? Again, you designated a particular animal for a particular Musaf. Can you now use it for a different Musaf day? Amr lehem, yikruvu. He says, yeah, go right ahead and offer it. It's not a problem. Amr los, they said to Rabbi Shimon, hol ve'en kaparasan shava heich korev asan ze bezeh. He says, they say, wait a second. If they're coming to atone for different things, there are three different, you know, there's the Yom Kippur one, there's the Regalim one, there's the Rosh Chodesh one, and each come to atone for a different sin. How could you interchange them and offer one in the place of the other one? Doesn't make sense. Amar lehen, so Rabbi Shimon says back to them, Kulan ban lechapra al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. He says, because they're all coming to atone for the same basic category of sin, which is the tumah with respect to the mikdash and kadashav and korbanos. So it's interchangeable, says he. Okay, the halacha, not like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Meir, but like Rabbi Yehuda, like I said before. But we're actually not done with this topic, so hold on, we got a couple of mishnayos more to go.